And Rhode Island Public Radio's healthcare reporter Kristen Gourlay joins us now in the studio to talk more about the Federal Gun Background Check Database, or NICS. Now, Kristen, you've been investigating not only the legal and policy issues surrounding these background checks, but also the public health issues. What do public health researchers actually think about a background check database that includes mental health records?
Well, they're mixed. I've studied some of the literature about this from public health researchers and legal scholars alike. Some say, well, okay, we have this database. We might as well make it as complete as we can so it can at least be part of the solution to what everyone agrees is a huge problem, which is too much gun violence. But Lawrence Gostin, who heads the O'Neill Institute for National and Global Health Law at Georgetown University, takes kind of a different view. Here's what he has to say.
If you really want to make the big gains in gun safety, then it wouldn't be by focusing on the person. It would actually be focusing on the availability of the means.
So to simplify it a bit, in other words, don't try to regulate dangerous people, regulate guns. Why wouldn't you do both?
You can, but Gostin says the latter, meaning regulating guns, is a lot more effective. It's because, he says, mental health diagnoses aren't always so black and white. You know, sometimes they're temporary, too. He says that you're also likely to cast a much larger net than necessary because most people with mental illness aren't dangerous. In fact, he says there's a huge amount of data to show that the only really good predictor of whether someone's going to get violent is whether they've been violent in the past. Plus, there are still way too many other ways for people to get a hold of guns without a background check.
Although President Obama has recently proposed making background checks universal, meaning you'd have to go through them whether you buy from a Walmart or perhaps a gun show, what does Gostin think we should do to keep guns out of the hands of people who might use them to commit crimes? Just, for example, scrap the database.
Oh, he thinks there should be a database, but for everyone who's bought a gun, not just, you know, people in certain categories like those with mental illness. And he thinks we should limit the number of guns people can buy. But there are lots of other measures policy and health researchers think we could take, and it'll be interesting to watch their reactions to the president's recent proposals to curb gun violence.
Okay, you mentioned health researchers. How is this a health issue? There are the obvious issues of violence and the number of people killed by guns every year. But what else?
Well, there's some new research coming out, Dave, that suggests violence behaves like a disease or an epidemic, and we can study it that way. It shares characteristics with diseases in that it spreads from a certain point at sometimes a predictable or even a measurable rate. But you know what? Let's hear from Professor Lawrence Gostin again. I think he puts it really well.
Firearms are a major public health problem. I mean, it's a problem that is the same as automobile safety, tobacco control. It basically is something that takes a consistently large number of lives in the tens of thousands every year. Invariably.
Gostin says automobile safety efforts are a really great example of how public policy helped mitigate what was really a public health problem. Gostin says the same thing needs to happen with guns.
Kristen, what's next for Rhode Island?
Well, all states are waiting on more guidance from the president now. But I believe conversations are already starting to take place in Rhode Island among state officials and agencies to try to figure out how we might start participating in NICS. But in the meantime, everything is status quo, Dave.
Okay. Thank you, Kristen. Kristen Gourlay is Rhode Island Public Radio's healthcare reporter.